This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Well, tonight on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, there's a video that came out of Atlanta. You know, Atlanta is a chocolate city. Atlanta has a black population of about, 52 to 53%. You can't get no blacker than Atlanta. That I can tell you. I mean, if you really want to see what a black city look like, go over there. Well, Donald Trump decided to go inside of a Chick-fil-A in Atlanta. Now, you know, the mainstream media would have you believe that black Americans loathe Donald Trump and all of that. Well, I want to show you this and let's see if a couple of the left-wing media can really explain this footage.
Nice to see everybody.
How you doing, Trump?
I'm doing good.
I love you, man.
Everybody having a good time? Get ready. I'll give you one. I have 30 milkshakes and also some chicken. I'm going to take care of the customers. This business is good. You're making a lot of money. You're getting rich, right? Thanks. Thank you guys very much. Look at the way you hope. You like each other, right?
Come on in.
We're gonna get rid of Biden.
Yay! Bye, Biden.
Bye, Sleepy.
He is the worst president in the history of the United States, and he's horrible to the black community. Like it or not,
been that way since
black
a senator.
Community bad. And check out his record in the 1990s.
Your economically was for us.
Well, opportunities. Best job numbers ever.
The first net egg. Let's talk about it.
And again, the colleges and universities.
Yep.
We should get the whole thing down.
Well, I would love to see how Boulay Martin is going to spin this video. I would like to see it because, you know, I know Boulay Martin is tearing his house up right now. I know he's kicking over the table. I know MSNBC is losing their man, Joy Reid. Oh, I'm going to wait to hear what Joy Reid has to say. I want to hear what they say on CNN because this is something they did not expect to happen. As you heard earlier in that video, the one brother said, man, I love you, Trump, or whatever. I was kind of shocked to hear that one.
How you doing, Trump?
I'm doing good.
I love you, man. Good.
And people are taking pictures all over the place with Donald Trump hugging him. And they say they want to basically vote for him. This is the thing I want to point out. I'm going to keep pointing this out every time. Remember, just a few years ago, and it was the mainstream media that did this, of course, you had the majority of black people hating Donald Trump. And now he walks into Atlanta, a city that's majority black, and he got a warm welcome. People want to take pictures with him and everything, right? Now, Biden, if this is a prelude to what you're going to deal with in November, yeah, you probably need to go ahead and start packing up your stuff, buddy. Start packing your stuff. Now, you're going to have some black people say, well, what did he promise them? And what did he get do this? At this point, I'm going to tell you what. It's so bad in this country that if he just returned things back to the way they were when he was in office and go ahead and get these migrants out so far, in other words, the cost of living was actually good. People can actually buy houses. Gas prices was low. Food costs was down. Everybody was making money. That's what people talking about with Trump, even black people, because whether y'all realize it or not, most black people aren't on social programs. Most black people are working every day. Most black people are out here having their own businesses, etc., and they're trying to do good for themselves. The majority of us on the entitlement programs, and the majority of us don't have student loan debt. So all the student loan debt he's forgiving Biden, that's not going to tip the scale for him. It's the cost of living. that people are talking about. And people look at how it was during the Trump administration. Black folks want low cost, low everything too. It's just that simple. You Democrats will come out there and try your fear mongering and Jennifer Lewis, all the silliness she's saying, bro, we don't care about that, man. We come from a history of people that have been through the worst of the worst. We want that cost of living low so we can feed our kids, so we could have a peace of mind. People can't afford a house no more. People can't even get an apartment. People can't get a car. People can't get anything. Do you know they just put out a report that inflation went up even more for the third month in a row? Why in the world would any black person go out there who got some common sense? Let me say common sense. Common sense, go out and put this man back in office. Man, we won't have a country you go put this man back in office at this point. And black America is seeing that. It's just that simple. They don't like to go put a microphone in black America's face and ask them about things like this because they don't want to hear the truth. You dumping migrants all on top of people in the cities in black America. Look, Trump, with that kind of reception, he can go have a rally in the black community in Chicago and everybody show up at this point. He could. You can't get no blacker than Atlanta, right? And that's the reception he got. So, yeah. Boulay and them is having a fit right now. Having a fit because what? And did you see the majority of the people who were there was what? The people who were the younger people or the people that's under 50. I'm going to say that much. That's who was there. The under 50 crowd is totally different than that, you know, 65 and up crowd for sure. Because they going through it. They paying bills. They not retired. They dealing with the thick of things every day in America. So if those people are excited for Trump like that, yeah. Georgia's going to go for Trump if that's the case. You better believe that. So I will say to all my brothers and sisters in Atlanta, register to vote. Get out and register to vote. And if you want Trump back in, go put him back in. It's just that simple. You see, you thought that the majority of black people was actually emotional about Trump like that? No, they really not. And this video proves it. But yeah, black folks sick and tired about money being drained, inflation keep going up with this man. Like this man's administration has been a disaster. And it's time for black folks definitely and the rest of America to make a status correction on this man's administration. It's just that simple. Because it's getting way too tough out here and way too expensive. And you don't have an American dream right now because Biden has gotten rid of it.